Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also tune in Monday nights to twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. We're not pranking you. We still do this. We just haven't done it in like 3 weeks, but we'll definitely do it next Monday unless Moose takes a turn for the worse. Oh, sorry, he won't. He'll be fine. We hang out and we brainstorm ideas for our upcoming narrative podcast, Parabnormal. That's for a weird Indian company and you'll probably never hear, but you know, that's what it is. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend Spencer Frame.
Hello.
We were just talking about how you own a bowling alley and your last name is Frame. Do you think it was predetermined that this would be your...
Yeah, the whole destiny versus happenstance.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both. But, I mean, it is Frame.
Do you have drinks during a special Frame? Like, on your Spencer Frame.
It's the Spencer Frame.
I did name the business, like, the 13th Frame. You know how there's, like, the 19th hole in, like, golf?
So, yeah.
You know, if you get a 300, then the 13th Frame would doesn't exist, right? So, I kind of think it's a little bit of both. I think that there were certain things that fell into place that might not have otherwise, but they did. And it's very different from teaching elementary school, mostly the hours.
It was either bowling alley or start framing things, right? Or people. You could frame people.
I could have, you know, a life of crime or a construction guy.
Now I go, I don't use the traditional 18 inch. I go 13 inches. More structure.
Yeah. I mean, it's all fractions these days and ball bearings.
Is this the A-framer guy or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
You've been here once before, but I'm guessing that was pandemic, right?
No, he was in town. It was him and Joe at your place.
How would we welcome aliens if they arrived?
Did we come up with anything?
Yeah, we had a variety of different options.
Just dick out.
Just hang out and like see what happens.
Secrets.
Just please don't annihilate us. I mean, come on.
Here's mine. Where's yours? Where do you keep yours?
Maybe we're compatible mates. Who knows?
Well, thanks for coming back. And how into this world are you? Paranormal and conspiracies and stuff. Are you into it at all? Do you find yourself on YouTube at 3 a.m?
Occasionally. I've been preoccupied lately trying to get this whole thing figured out with the business. But I do love science and I love science fiction. And I like to think about that stuff all the time. And I like to like kind of brainstorm and talk with people about it and kind of talk about the gray that's between the black and the white in this world. So I really appreciate what you guys do with analyzing it. I mean, there's a certain line when it comes to conspiracies that I don't cross and I think it's kind of BS, but there's also, I'm factual, but I also like to fantasize about the amazing things that could be in this world that we may not have proof of not being in this world.
Yeah. Wow. Great answer. We do something here on a show called the Wow Scales.
Wow Scale. Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between a 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the Wow Scale?
Just don't be mad at me, Wade, okay? I mean...
Don't look at me. I form my opinions about 30 seconds before I say them. First question, do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Definitely believe in aliens. I mean, there's no chance that they're not in the size of the universe. Yes, and then no. So yes, they've visited. Who knows if it was just dinosaurs and shit. Or And then last 300 years, I mean, last 300 years, that's very recent. So I'm going to say no, but I don't know.
Okay. Question number two. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
You got any ghost stories?
I do have a story actually recently that I've heard from a lot of people at the bowling alley. As there's it was used to be a carriage house there. And Anthony is apparently the ghost that it lives in the bowling alley. And he only appears to people that will be scared of him. So I have not seen him. I have heard some weird sounds, and I have heard from multiple people that have worked there longer than I have that they have seen him.
Is he a bowler?
He was a carriage house maintenance guy that used to live on the property, and apparently he kind of messes with people, and from time to time you'll see him like walking down on the opposite side of the lanes or like hear him in the back.
He's always complaining about horses. He's fucking horses.
God damn, all this manure I got to throw. I got to get this manure out of here.
Is that what a carriage house is? Just a garage for horses?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like,
where's that? Was the bowling alley a bowling alley in the Wild West?
No, it was a apple orchard that I believe had a house on it that had a carriage house that would hold the carriage and the horses, I believe.
And so he just stuck around. That's long gone, I'm imagining.
Yes, it's a bowling alley now.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All right, question three, Bigfoot.
No, no reason why not, except for the fact that there's no feces found or carcasses.
Are you a hunter?
I don't know, man.
See, I think that they could be totally arboreal, so they're mostly in the trees, so that might be where, or maybe they have like bird bones that disintegrate faster or something.
Tree squash.
Maybe they just have diarrhea and they just poop in the river.
Well,
that's what they do on Survivor. They poop in the ocean so that they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. It's a clean way to go. It's like a bidet for Sasquatches. It's a Sasquatch bidet.
Except for you're submerged. So it's just kind of all over you. You just have to go up river, hang out for a little bit.
I do.
I don't know.
Definitely want to
know. One of my favorite videos is a girl like drinking the water while she's swimming, and it pans over and there's somebody peeing like not that far upstream from her. Oh my God.
Question four, psychics.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a portion of bullshit in there. Like there's some that are totally just doing it for the money and taking advantage of people. But I do think that there are some real ones.
Last question. Do you believe that we live in a simulation?
Ooh, that's a new one, I think. It's definitely possible. I've lived a weird game show, not game show life, but like a kind of a ridiculous life. So, and I think everyone kind of has in one way or another that like it's kind of like, how did that happen? Like, what are the odds of me ending up where I am today? And
totally.
And I wouldn't put that past the reality that we think we live in.
Okay, so this is a tough one. 1, 2, 3. I mean, you're a four. You're probably like a 4.5.
But the ladies say I'm a 9.
No, inches. Inches.
Oh.
I'm sure they don't say that. Yeah, you're like basically a Willy. I mean, he doesn't believe in simulation theory. I do. That's the only reason you're not a full 5. All right, Willy, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, hacker Gary McKinnon. In 2002, he perpetuated the biggest military hack of all time. He hacked into 97 U.S. military and NASA computers over a 13-month period. What did he find, and what can we learn or relearn from what he uncovered tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi?
Hey, Spencer, show your dog again, but bark this time so that the camera can see it.
He ran away when I spilled all the things that were keeping my laptop in the right spot. Turtles really easily. And now I got like dog food all over my feet. This is awful.
You don't have big books?
But I just all I have is this dog food now.
Oh, don't touch it. Gross.
I love my dog. She's the best.
What's her name? I forgot.
Indy.
Did you watch the new Indiana Jones yet?
I have not. I mean, after the last one, I think I'll I mean, the last one was interesting. It just could have been what.
Do you ever say this to yourself?
I named the dog Indy.
I sometimes.
Okay, so this guy hacked NASA.
In 2001, February, this dude, he doesn't even claim he's a hacker. He was just a computer specialist. He's Scottish. He was living in England, and he figured out how to get into computers that either didn't have a password or the password was password. So in February, here he is hacking into NASA and government computers. Now, he did have the disclosure book that Stephen Greer wrote, this one right here.
I know that he doesn't call himself a hacker, but I wouldn't even, he's at least a hacker enough to be able to like remotely access these things, right? I wouldn't know how to.
And he created a program to access computers in that realm.
So he's a hacker. Yeah, he's a humble hacker.
So he jumped into all these computers, right? And the Disclosure Project happened. Which was Stephen Greer, and like they had like a bunch of people present a case to Congress that, hey, UFOs are intelligent beings and aliens, and this is all real. We have five-star generals, we have astronauts, we have all kinds of secret military people telling Congress that all this shit is real. 2001. So that made him say, oh shit, I want to know if I can find information on the free energy that they're hiding, if they've recovered vehicles, and if aliens are real. So those were his three goals. So he starts looking around for stuff. And in this disclosure book, there's a lady in here, Donna Hare, who worked for NASA in the 70s, 80s. She worked in a building, and she says Building 8 at the NASA facility, whatever, and she's seen pictures of UFOs that were being airbrushed out of photos that needed to be released. So I've always heard stories of this, but here's a girl saying like, yes, this was happening. This was Building 8. What they would do is blow up photos, airbrush them out, and then make new either digital versions or make new negatives and then release those to the public. And there were some pictures from space, some pictures from, you know, whatever. And so that made him say, well, as he was hacking around, he's like, oh, this is Building 8 right here. I'm going to find this. I'm going to see if, you know, here he has something to attach to and find. And he found folders that said unprocessed. And so that's when he found a picture of a cigar UFO from what looked like a satellite photo in space. And it had two geodesic domes on it, one on the top, one on the bottom. Those are those, picture a golf ball that, you know, those military devices that have tons of triangles all over them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a cigar UFO with two geodesic domes on it that he saw a picture of, right? So 9/11 happened. And
cigar shaped, eh?
Yeah, right? Who's flying in that? So he was even trolling them. He left a message on somebody's desktop that said, you know, your security is crap. This was after 9/11. And he says that, you know, they didn't have good security back then because they weren't really hiring IT specialists. They were just, people were just moving up, you know. I kind of had a funny experience with that with my unemployment this week. I had a Zoom meeting with unemployment, and the girl running it was the most stressed girl I've ever seen. She was like, your meeting is with her. You need to go to this room. You need to click yes. And I'm like, there's no yes. You need to click yes. It's there. And it wasn't. And she put me in the wrong room. And so I jumped back out of the room. I was like, I think I was in the wrong room. She's like, no, you weren't. And I was. And so she has this job where she's in charge of all. Anyway, it's just a bad parallel. It's just, holy fuck, dude. She was so stressed and she should not have that job. So he gets arrested one day in March of 2002. And he knew he was going to get in trouble.
From this?
Yeah.
What did he do with this stuff, though? Had he released it? Or did they just like follow his electronic signature?
That's the thing. Like one day he saw the mouse move and click disconnect. And then, so like, you know, he's look on their computers. So he gets arrested. They take all his stuff. He just spilled the beans in the interview room because he's like, well, they have my computer so that they know what I have.
Don't talk to cops. Don't do that. Don't talk to cops. It doesn't matter. Just don't talk to them.
Let your lawyer handle it. He was arrested by British police.
Oh, was he? And the bobbies got him.
What you doing over here, right? American computers?
Why don't you get into our looky-look room where we take a little looky-look at you?
You know, we've got a computer downtown.
We got you by your knickers there.
The official story as of now is they took all of his information. They took all of his computers. He doesn't have anything. And they were trying to extradite him. And they couldn't extradite him unless the value of the crime was severe. Basically, some of the things he did, you know, he did do some things. He allegedly deleted weapons logs and was accused of copying data and deleting stuff. They basically came up with, hey, your crimes are worth $700,000 and we're going to put you in jail for 70 years. That was what they were trying to get him for. And Britain wouldn't extradite him. And even after this started, they added a new extradition law that had very specific language to just, you know, probably get him. Because they weren't giving him up.
You lost me. Who would be extraditing him? America?
America wanted him to be tried over here.
For the 770 years thing.
Yeah.
But Britain is like, nah, fuck you.
At first.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Scottish.
Okay, so he's doing all of this.
He's Scottish. You're right. He's living in Britain. He's Scottish. Yeah.
Okay.
All remote. And he said while he was in there that sometimes he would check to see who else was there. And there were people from other countries there. In the, you know, you could tell who's on the connection with you, but he never addressed any of them. At any rate, just saying, there's a lot of hacking going on back then. So I don't think they had the specific law until like 2003. And that's when they came up with, oh, it needs to be a certain value to extradite someone for this crime. Because it essentially didn't hurt anybody. So here we have the American government, American military saying, came up with all these numbers. So like, now you have to extradite them. Well, a bunch of celebrities got involved to say, hey, you know, like, he didn't do any harm. He's just like
the cast of the movie Hackers got involved. And they're just like,
yeah.
Angelina Jolie, is she in that? Just wearing their fishnets and protesting.
And Sean Connery said something like, hey, don't leave him alone, guys.
It's not right.
Come on.
Because he's a countryman or because you have a Sean Connery impression?
It's bad.
There can be only one.
In 2012, so here they are trying to extradite him for 10 years. And they said that this was the biggest military computer hack of all time. So of course they want him, right?
If anything, make it like a point out about like, hey, don't fuck with us kind of thing, right?
In 2012, I forget the girl's name that was in charge of this, but
Theresa May.
They said that, you know what? He has Asperger's and he's stressed out about this. And if we extradite him, he's going to commit suicide. So this doesn't fall in line with our human rights laws. We can't give him over to let him kill himself. So that's what happened. Everybody dropped everything. And he's never been tried. He's not in trouble for anything, even though this was the biggest military hack of all time. Never been in trouble.
Not even in the islands.
Nope.
It seems fine to me because, like you said, yeah, he gave himself access, but if your password is password, that's on you.
Yeah, what do you expect?
But
I'm not going to try it?
This was them trying to make an example.
Well, no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, this seems like a good outcome.
It is a good outcome, but I personally think that the outcome happened because they got to him. They must have made a deal with him over there.
What?
Secret U.S. military. I say that because here's what he found. This is the information that he got, right? He saw a picture of a UFO. Well, I will say that when they were threatening to extradite him, he was threatening to spill the beans on everything. And I think that they got to him because he didn't spill the beans. And the beans that he did spill, which I'll get into next, he now claims that he was super high and that his memory isn't that good. And he may not have, half the stuff might not even be real. In interviews now, he's like, you know, I was smoking the wacky. He spent 13 months hacking military computers. And so the claims out there are that he saw a UFO from a satellite photo. On a U.S. Navy server, he found a spreadsheet that said non-terrestrial offices and had a list of a bunch of different officers. And he found a spreadsheet in the same area that had 8 to 10 U.S. ships, the U.S. USS blank, 8 to 10 ships And he did searches for these people and these ships, and he couldn't find them. And some of these ships had the same names of people that were that people thought were the Majestic 12. The Majestic 12 were the 12. There were some old government documents leaked that claimed that there were 12 people that were the experts for what to do with the aliens, right? Like just 12 top secret people giving advice to the president as to what the alien situation is. Within that, he doesn't even talk about those anymore.
What happens when one of them dies? Do they have to get a new one or do they change their name? It's the Majestic 11 now, but that doesn't sound great. Let's call it the Heaven 11.
Majesty that sounds friends. Like
7-11. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
The Majestic Elves.
Can I ask a few questions about this?
Yeah, run it.
I don't know much about the Majestic 12. I don't really get that part of this. But he hacked in. He saw a bunch of stuff, he thinks. You know, he was going to squeal about it. Well, he was going to get extradited. He didn't get extradited. And then later on, he like acts like he didn't know. He was like, yeah, I didn't really see anything. Right? Is that what's...
Yeah, he saw in the things now, he just has those three. Those are his statements that like... Because he's getting interviewed still. He saw a picture of a UFO. If you look him up, most of the stories are about him getting extradited and how Asperger's is on the spectrum. And this was a protection of extraditing people with mental illnesses. It's weird because it is a public stage, but I'm just like, I don't know, dude. Do someone with Asperger's, do you think that is the official story and everything? That like, they're like, hey, he's got Asperger's, so... You know, what damage did he really do?
Well, my nephew has that. He always likes to say Asperger's just because ass sounds a lot like ass, you know?
Yeah.
Ass.
That's why it's funny.
It's a hilarious disease, like all of them. But I mean, my nephew has Asperger's and it makes him very specific and he gets into something and he really just doesn't drop it. He just kind of goes, and then tell like in a conversation, you'll just kind of have to stop him and go, got it. Thanks. Let's move to another topic or something. So I could totally see, because I mean, I've seen that disease in person and I have family members that have it. But so it's interesting that was like the excuse not to extradite him. But then it also is a very detailed analytical kind of mindset that you have on that spectrum that you have with that. It just shocks me that all of a sudden he's kind of like wavering on it and going, you know.
That's what I'm saying. These things don't add up because it's like, okay, you spent 13 months and you only talk about the three things that were always public. And he claimed that he was going to reveal other stuff. So here you have a UFO picture. Nobody's going to believe that. Honestly, the story went away. The story turned into the extradition over what was revealed. The spreadsheet of non-terrestrial offices with a bunch of officers listed on there. That's on a U.S. Navy server. That's fucking amazing. Right now, could they just be in space?
Yeah, well, that's the possibility. But also, yeah, I mean, like, and I don't know, what's the definition of terrestrial to the military? Like, couldn't that just mean a foreign operative in a way?
No, it definitely.
What do you mean? No, it could. It totally could.
They wouldn't say non-terrestrial if you were in France. That is non-terrestrial.
That's international. But Marvel.
So you think they're just literally saying you don't think there's any sort of like subterfuge at all. They just say, here's our French officers. If you want to get them and go find them, here's everything. You know,
and I'm sorry to throw it back like that. Cause it's like, yeah. Would you count someone on the ocean non-terrestrial? You know, maybe, but
I just mean it could be like a code word or something. It doesn't mean that it's a space alien.
It could be those air carriers, like in like Captain America. You know, they have those air carriers that aren't actually in space and they're not on the ground. They're just kind of like flying around.
It could be.
The other document said that it was a ship to ship material transfers between ships. And there were 8 to 10 USS ships labeled, and he could not find the existence of any of those ships. So that's more so than the non-terrestrial offices. The fact that these USS ships don't exist, could they be nuclear submarines that are classified? Maybe, right?
Yeah, or they could be in production or something. Maybe they're not done yet, and that's why there's no record of them. Could be a lot of things. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just, there's like a little bit of doubt you can put onto all this.
It could be the drilling ships that are going through the center of the Earth and into the hollow Earth, and they're transferring stuff within the hollow Earth.
Yeah, but exactly. It could be moon ships. They could be on the moon.
Well, so here's the thing. Some people think that what happened was he basically uncovered this secret space program. And so the only way that it would not be uncovered is if, he found a UFO. That's the only credible thing, and people don't believe in UFOs. And the crazy thing is, I think that the UFO that he uncovered was a US-made UFO, because the geodesic domes is something that we do.
Uh-huh.
So that I think that was a reverse engineered UFO craft made by us that has some kind of satellite of some sort or secret space program.
And that's the one that, like, the picture's out there. We could look at it if we wanted to.
No, this nothing's out there. It's all here.
But you said there's like three things that are out there, and he said there was more. So do you just mean like things that he admitted to, or?
Yeah, the three things that he admitted to and described in detail.
So part of this that I think I did a little bit of research before, mild research, you know, can all the research a bowling guy can do. Just YouTube videos and stuff like that. But I did find a little bit about like this guy, and you know, it was in 2001. I don't know. You guys probably were super internet techies back then too, but shit wasn't fast. Like he hacked in and was able to see a lot of this stuff is from what I hear, but he wasn't able to like download any proof of it because it would have taken forever to download it and actually have.
But he was on there for 13 months. Sorry to cut you off. I think he did download stuff and they took his computers. Go on.
Okay. So, well, my theory, I guess, was that, you know, hey, the technology wasn't there to really get the stuff off, but maybe it was. But yeah, I think Willie has a good point with this being like a USFO and not a UFO. It was actually a United States flying object that he like may have found records of. And you know, everything has to do with accounting. You know, sooner or later somebody's got to eat, somebody's got to poop, and on those ships, you know, you got to get, you know, materials there and there if in fact they do exist.
You don't think that they land, and you think they're just up there all the time?
Well, another question about that is like, this is, you know, early late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, would they really be able to get that kind of material and that kind of technology up there at the time? I mean, that's a question that I have.
In my realm, in the 60s, there's somebody who was involved in this. I believe he worked for one of these, like Northrop Grumman or something. He has a statement. It's like, you know, we have the technology to take ET home. And the U2 and the SR-71, those things were built in the 50s.
I mean, here's Willie's whole thing. It's like
secret tech.
No, yeah, exactly. It's like no, we wouldn't have. But like, who? What's your deal? The military is always like 20 years ahead of us, or something.
That's what they say. But they were saying that 50 years ago, when technology was, you know,
and now, you know, it's accelerated.
I'm talking about the 90s. I'm not. You brought up the 50s. I'm just talking about the cigar with the geo whatever domes.
Yeah, this was 2001 after the Iraq war. You know, that was when we saw how great our laser missiles shit was. You know, like nobody had seen any of that before. That was 92, right? 9-10 years later, the whole thing rests on this. The only reason why this is a topic again, because we've talked about this before, is now with all of this UFO disclosure happening now, where they're like, okay, they're finally admitting to stuff that they weren't ever admitting before. And so for the military to release videos of UAPs, UFOs, they released it to get ahead of the story, so it wasn't like somebody leaking stuff, so they could have control of the narrative. And they did it in such a way that people don't even give a shit anymore right now.
They don't give a shit because it was super boring, and they didn't reveal anything. They just talked about stuff that we had seen, you know?
Yeah. And so the videos that they do have videos and records of this thing doing things that we cannot do, but that's not what was released. Hey, look at this thing. Just a UFO on a thing. Okay, we did it. There's the thing. Instead of
maybe intentionally boring to
exactly.
What?
It may be intentionally boring so that it doesn't draw attention, so that it just kind of gets brushed under like yada 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 kind of thing, rather than oh shit, really? That's interesting.
No, yeah, of course. I mean, or it's just there's nothing there. It could be either one.
True.
I think one of the biggest parts of the story is revealing, confirming that this girl, part of this disclosure project, Donna Hare, that she was talking about how they were airbrushing UFOs out of photos before they were released. And he found proof of that. That's amazingly crazy and awesome. And then, you know, 8 to 10 USS ships.
I'm a little lost because these are all just things that he said. There's no proof of any of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just taking his word, but you also don't trust him and you think that he got flipped.
I think that he said these things and then they got to him and he stopped saying anything else and tried to bury his own credibility in this.
Right. It's just weird that you would trust him at one point. I don't know. Like the fact, the belief that you have that he was gotten to and can be gotten to doesn't make you question if he's credible at all in the first place, you know?
The way he was gotten to also allows...
It's chicken or the egg, I understand.
Yeah.
Sure.
So like, hey, here are the things that you can say. That's it. Because
right,
I'm really leaning towards the biggest story to cover up all the other stories is just UFOs, UAPs.
Okay, but if you believe in all of this, is the reason that it's being covered up to hide the fact that there are aliens, or is it to hide that we have technology that we don't want the enemies to know that we have, or is it both?
The one that bothers me the most is if you found out there was a whole military branch since the 70s, 80s, that they were in space doing stuff. If that were real, what else is real? What are they doing in space? If they're in space and they're going to the moon and Mars, and you hear stories of, you guys probably don't. I hear stories of people who were military personnel that would go to Mars or go to the moon and then come back and they would talk about, you know, mining and having to fight different alien races. Could that be real too? And I, you know, that's not what this show is, but I'm just like, I really think that the biggest story being hidden is that we have technology and we've been in space this whole time.
But why? But what is, because like, I feel like as American citizens, we've understood for our entire lives that they're going to lie to us, right?
Yeah.
So once you sort of become apathetic to that, I guess like, why is this? Well, I was just going to say, remember Prism and stuff where they're like, oh, fuck, the government is tracking all of us at all times. And everyone was like, ah, that sucks. And then like 3 months later, it was just like, hey, I'm posting everything that I do on Instagram constantly. I'm not trying to make a point about how stupid we all are and stuff like that. If all of this were true and they were hiding it from me, I wouldn't be threatened by it, I guess, because I'm like, okay, cool. I have no plans to go into space and like try to mine the moon. So whatever. But I don't know if I'm just being too apathetic and your passion is more of what I should. But then it's like getting frustrated at things that you have no control over. Right. So I don't know. I'm trying to get your sort of where you're coming from on this and like, what would be how would you want this to end, that the government comes out and says like, yeah, we were hiding all that and it's all true. Does this question make any sense? I've been talking for so long.
No, it doesn't. It makes me go like, okay, I think that if all this secret stuff is happening, it's an injustice to humanity to deny us going into the future together with technology. It's basically like taking Star Trek away from us. It's like you're so secretive.
What if, But what if America was the only one who got to do Star Trek, though? What if we just like eliminate all other societies and we're the Enterprise? Or what are they called? The Federation?
Well, we'd have a lot of Kentucky Fried Chicken up there. Hang on. Can I say something about that guy? Sorry. So
please don't apologize. Speak at will.
Well, I mean, I don't want to interrupt you. I thought I was fascinated with this discussion, but I wanted to, like, if this stuff's been going on for so long and there's like giant spaceships up there that are protecting us, like, you know, might be happening. I mean, how does that happen in the 70s and 80s? I know Willie's like, you know, yeah, we had way, you know, our tech was way ahead of where we claimed it was. But we'd have to have, you know, like I was in elementary school when the Challenger exploded and the teacher was on there and we all watched it like live. It was.
Yeah. Me too.
And so like, when I think about like tech, like being able to have a spaceship up there, that size, that would have a crew of, you know, 300 or whatever, that's supposed to like be protecting us up there or whatever, with the Space Force or whatever Trump calls it, or it was probably something before that was even cooler than whatever hell he started. But I wonder, like that kind of tech, I just don't think would happen with, I mean, if that's a real thing, let's just like say that's happening and that's up there to be our guardian angel or solar, what is it? Solar Warden is what I saw on.
That was Solar Warden is the secret program that people have been referencing that some people think exists, that, like, you know, these things used to have names. Project Solar Warden.
So did he reference that exact program when he was looking through all this stuff or not?
The hardest thing to do is find information, because if you're doing a Google search, you know, Google's going to take half that shit away, the real shit, right? And then on top of that, I have heard people say that he was referencing Solar Warden files, but I can't find proof of it. But I also can't find the proof of the documents that he even says, you know what I mean? So
it's tough, because it's like, who really knows? I mean, this guy could just be fucking insane, you know?
He could be.
And maybe that was the reason they came up with Asperger's. They're like, this guy's nuts. We're not going to send him to America where they'll just kill him. We know they will. It's America. That's what they do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, another side thing is he said early on that America tried to make a deal with him. It's like, hey, if you just cover your extradition fees, like we'll get you off like 3 to 4 years. And that's when he said, like, oh no, they're going to send me to Guantanamo Bay. Like, this is a trap. I'm not doing this. So he said that very early on before shit was going down. But yeah.
The lack of extradition is the least sort of fishy thing to me. I can't imagine any country wants to just send some citizens to America for no reason.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because that is what the whole story turned into. You can't even find half the articles and half the videos and half of everything. Don't even mention what he uncovered. There's like, Asperger's extradition, human rights.
Sure. And I'm like, sure.
So the story is washed under the story.
Which is the point, right? I mean,
yeah. The U.S. government is going after him for over a decade, spending resources, spending money, like having this, claiming that this is the biggest threat, the biggest hack, and it's trying to make a statement to other hackers like, hey, we know that we're hackable. Knock it off, because you're going to get in trouble like this guy. And then nothing happened to him.
It doesn't surprise me that they went after him for that long, though, because 9/11 happened right at the beginning of this, right? Like, he's hacking, and then 9/11 happens, and now we've got Freedom fucking whatever Act.
Yeah, Patriot Act. Luckily, he wasn't a patriot, you know? He was saved by not being American, basically.
Right. But I just mean, and this is kind of like just benefit of the doubt to the American government, them going like, he was in here. Who fucking knows what he has? You know, it doesn't even have to do with aliens. It could have to do with just whatever he saw that he could sell to some terrorists or something. So I understand them going after him, but and then you could continue that thought and say, well, it's been 10 years. That information doesn't matter anymore. If they're going to fucking let him do whatever, fuck him.
And nobody's even, the story isn't even a story, you know? Let the weirdos believe it.
24-hour news
Michael, dude, we've moved on.
Well, the hacking is hacking nearly the thing it was back in the day. I mean,
that's what you think. I mean, it's like bank robberies. People don't think it exists because they don't put it in the news.
I just heard it in the news this morning, though, at NPR. There, I guess some medical, like big, in like medical insurance or medical group got hacked. And then I was like, well, what's the big, like, okay, so they know that I've got gout. Shit.
No, but they have your social security number attached to your ID. That's the whole thing. But
yeah, they can steal your identity.
And I'm sorry to cut you off with this. They always, the funniest thing to me is when you have someone be like, I just got hacked by China. And I'm like, you could say anything right now and you're actively saying who hacked you. If you know anything about hacking, like it's going to take you a while to figure out who was hacking you because they're good at it.
And they said,
especially
they
got China.
Hacked. A lot of who that information hacked? Is just used for phishing scams. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not the guy that's going to click on the weird email that says you just want a thing. But I know that it's more than that. And the social security numbers are part of that too. But like for the most part, I'm like, fish my balls out, dude. I ain't biting on this bullshit little email or call that you're going to try to catch me on. But you're right. There's a lot more information that they can gather.
Well,
gather it.
So like
you gander world, and then you gather. You gander and you figure out what you want.
In the world of hacking, it's crazy because there are so many companies that have so much information on you that they don't need, like your social security number, right? So, hey, PlayStation got hacked. They have all of your information. So we'll give everybody $25 each, and then that's it. If they do anything with your information, sorry. My problem with all of the surveillance future that we're going to have is that I could see at some point us getting in trouble for having these conversations, you know, which are nothing. And that's where I get bothered. It's not like, because this can start people. Sorry, I just picked my nose. Sorry. This can start people coming up with ideas on how to change things. And so this turns into we are not a free society because we aren't allowed to talk about certain things, you know?
Well, but you just jumped up. What are you talking? We are now. the parallels between you and my dad. That it's hilarious. It just opposite spectrums, but him going like, well, because every Republican's on the terrorist list now. I'm on a terrorist list because of January 6th. She's like, Dad, no, you're not. But like, there's no point in me arguing with him. And you're doing the same thing now with just
kidding, when I'm talking about Space Force, am I going to get in trouble? But like, Space Force.
That's my question too. Like, what time frame are you talking about that this would become illegal speech? I think it'd be fun.
Here's the thing. It's not about it being illegal speech. It's about them finding you. And if you are doing anything that may not even be that dangerous, they could take you to Guantanamo Bay. You know what I mean? And you're not going to get in trouble for talking about taking down the government, but to any groups that are, let's say there's a new political group. Let's say you wanted to add a third party and you have nothing violent and, you know, adding a third party, if you got real traction, could really fuck shit up, you know, just saying, like, anything that can impede on the way things are. There's a story of a girl who was trying to expose some secret information about 9/11. And she got held for a year because of the Patriot Act for no reason. Right. And then they just let her go. It's the threat of that power that stay in line. Hey, you can watch me. I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, that's up to them to decide if you're doing something wrong. And that's the problem. It's not the problem that we're actually going to get in trouble for anything. It's that I actually can't gather with groups of people to figure out how to change the way things are and for the better. And for the better, that's arbitrary. But go on, Spencer.
I can agree with you, Willie. But at the same time, I'm like, is it really possible to gather enough like-minded people to really like make a group that would not be within those other two party groups? Like, I mean, like you put like libertarian, green, and
forget about the ones that exist. If you talk to anybody, nobody follows straight with their party. on every issue. You know what I mean? And if you look at politicians, none of them follow their party lines once they're above them. It is just a facade of power. It's like for anybody that thinks that Trump is religious, I'm just like, you're drinking the weird Kool-Aid, because he is anything but that. You know, he is not. And so all these right people that think that he's going to bring the church back into government, he is doing that, but not because he believes in it. And so they're all controlled by what's controlling them. And I don't think there aren't too many politicians out there that I think are doing anything more than self-serving themselves, which is not the type of government that we should have. I'm sorry to get into this, but I'm just like,
it's supposed to be public service, not self-service, right? I mean, I could self-service myself all day, but I'm not in public office. So I don't know. I think we kind of got a tangent there, but I see what you're saying with, like, there is a control thing going on, but I don't know if it necessarily has to do with this situation with hackers and whatnot. I mean,
let me ask you guys both this question. What would shock your frame of mind more? Learning that aliens have been visiting here and our government has known about it? Forget about all the other shit. Let's just say that they have known that they're here. We're not talking interactions or recovered crafts or anything. They just know that they've been here. Or that we have a whole branch of the military that's been like in space doing shit. If either, maybe you're not bothered by either one. I'm just like,
well, bothered or surprised? What's the question?
I would say, does either one bother you? I mean, you know, I mean, that's the question. Which one bothers you more? Like
the space one definitely doesn't bother me.
Should be bothered
because I don't care if people are mining the moon. I really don't. If they were keeping that they were working with aliens, that would bother me, I guess.
Spencer?
I keep looking at this Christmas Sasquatch that Willie told me earlier was asexual, and that bothered me because I was like, I always imagine Sasquatches having sex and like having, like, you know, having
the union. No, I'm wrong. There are stories of sex both with men and women Sasquatch. Go on.
Okay, but it would surprise me there. Okay, it would bother me that there'd be a secret alien space force that was consorting with aliens to be effective, but I would hope that they'd be on the same side, and obviously they wouldn't be fighting because we'd see like Star Wars shit up in the sky. The other part was what, Willie? Like that would.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the question is it's kind of leading of as to why it bothers me. And if you can imagine that any of this were real, is there anybody trying to let us know about it? Right. Who's out there trying to let us know about this runaway secret military? Right. Go back to Eisenhower, his speech when he's leaving the office.
But you added runaway. Time. I didn't know they were runaway. I thought that it was just, hey, we're not going to tell. Are they the A-team? Are they acting on their own behalf? Because that's scary.
That is it. I mean, like,
we got to get rid of the A-team. I can't believe these motherfuckers are allowed to go out there and just do whatever they want.
Badass Baracus. I mean,
picture the CIA like funding their operations by selling cocaine, right? Crack and cocaine to whatever. That's out there. That's public. That's real. So we have Eisenhower on his way out of office saying, "Watch out for the military industrial complex because they're actually way more powerful than you think, and this could be really bad for our future." And then picture a president getting assassinated. You know, has to be by the same secret military industrial complex, like just having so much power that the president doesn't do what you say. He's out of here too. And I know that this is a lot of what ifs and a lot of things piled upon each other, but picture aliens visiting here and dealing with our secret military instead of us. Not to say that we're smart, but we don't even see the universe as it is if they're here. And that's what bothers me. That's the most offensive thing, is that we are so small in our world.
This is like a reverse Avatar thing where the, you know, the guy that is like a super military guy that's like attacking the other planet is actually like us, like looking out at the stars and like, you know, being like super militant.
You're saying we're the Na'vi?
Yeah. No, like no, the aliens are actually the Na'vi, but we're the alien. We're the dude with the Scarface that's like
overly. Well, that's not reverse Avatar. That's just Avatar. We are that guy.
But we're the Avatar's planet. Visiting. I mean, those aliens are visiting us, trying to
and we're the militant douchebag.
Oh, okay. So the Na'vi are coming, and they're like, "What's up with you guys?" And we're like, "We're gonna fuck you up." Yeah, then they would just be like, "All right, see you later." We're just
skinny, tall Smurfs. It's not a big deal. Come on, like, enjoy my special weed. And they're like, "Fuck you, mother." We have a violent, like, aggressive tone towards space.
Well, then it probably worked, right? Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Let us destroy our own planet, I guess. Right?
Shit. Well, yeah. I mean, there's so much more money in that. Than not.
It was all Trump's uncle.
Hey, we're all going to die with our millions of dollars. It's going to be great.
Thank God.
Don't worry. You just get born again, and then you can live in poverty in that future.
Oh, you're Hindu?
I'm getting there. I've got my own thing I'm working on.
Me too. Hindu can't be right about everything.
It's different, but it's based on it. But it's about molecules and energy, you know?
I like their color festival. I think that's cool.
Is that a Hindu thing? I never knew what I thought that was a Brazil thing.
No, that's just super party floats and boobs.
Oh, okay. You're talking where they just throw that powder color at everyone?
That's definitely
that looks fun as shit. It looks fun. Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Spencer, thank you for being here. I don't know. Any final thoughts on this whistleblower and aliens in general, right.
Whistleblowers. Thank you for your blowing. I hope that it gets out to people. And I do think that in the hacking realm, all these hackers are hacking for the government now. They've all been you don't hear about them. They get blackmailed into working for the government.
All the videos and stuff that I saw with this dude, you know, top of his ears were not shown. I'm wondering if he's Vulcan. Also
because of hair, or were they framing it so poorly?
No, he's got like a nice healthy head of hair, and you never really see the top of his ears, and maybe he's Vulcan or something, so maybe that's cool. And also, like, one of the ones I saw, he had like a box, like tons of boxes and shit. I don't know if he's hoarding or if they're just after him and he's ready to move all the time. So yeah,
I will say this too, it's funny because after all of this, he is still allowed. He has not denied any internet access, and he has an internet company that like helps people to become more Google searchable. I'm just laughing, going like, this hacker is like has not been hindered or troubled or anything, and he's got a great computer business. Go on, Spencer. Sorry,
he
to interrupt
just like you. turned to the Brady. Like he's like, oh, I'm happy internet guy now. I will help all my friends. So, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that, you know, he did it for the right reasons, and he's trying to just get information out there for people that need to hear it and see it. And it's unfortunate that if the government's hiding stuff from us that could be beneficial for us to know. And I mean, my big vision is that I really hope if there is intelligent life out there that they will come here and find us as not aggressive, horrible virus on the planet, and that they will find us as either cool pets or someone that we can coexist with, and they could like help us come together as a species and be cool and save our planet. Anyway, that's my take
I think if aliens came here and they kind of sucked, it would be fun to just make murdering them legal. And then we would get so many murderers would be like, fuck yes. Now I don't have to murder people anymore.
Unleash the prisoners.
I finally could use my talent.
Yeah. I'm good at something. It's like those people who shoot deer because there's too many deer in that area, right? It's that now. Only with aliens.
There's a scene where a Blood and a Crip are like smiling at each other.
What if they're like really, they're really easy to kill? They're just like, you know, like a 3-year-old. You know, I mean, and they try
they're
to
super
fight,
squishy. You yeah, can just step on them. It's like getting hit with a wet noodle.
Yeah, but they're really, really smart. You know, they might have like some kind of phaser or bubble gun. but we just kind of like kick them in the head and they kind of,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hope
that's that the thing.
I hope they're cool, but you know,
I hope they're cool. I don't really care. I don't think I'll ever need to know. That's why this stuff doesn't irk me. It's like, I don't see myself living long enough for any of it to matter. And I'm not saying like, who cares or whatever. I'm just saying it's hard to care when I just don't see it in my future. You know what I mean?
Life is short. You got to enjoy the times we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of stress for stuff that doesn't affect me for sure. It affects my ideas, but that's it.
I would love to like see the aliens and stuff, win or lose, man. If it's Mars Attacks and they come and vaporize me, I don't care. Go ahead. What am I going to do?
You'll finally talk to your neighbor. Let's get them.
Camaraderie, I guess. Sure.
What if the reason they got you is because they hugged you so tight that they popped your head off? They loved you to death. They're like me with a puppy when I was 6 years old, and I didn't realize my own strength, and I just like hugged them so tight that their head popped off.
I know.
It would be so nice sad, to dude. Go. It would be nice to go with a little bit of physical contact. Yeah.
You know, if I was going to go, I mean, I'd be hugged to death. I'd be okay with
it. Hugged to death sounds top of my list right now. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes. We're going to continue this conversation with Spencer, or maybe we'll talk about something else. Spencer Frame. We didn't even mention that we grew up with you. You're from Loveland. And I don't know why that's important. It just feels like dishonest to not say it.
Right. I'm Spencer. I met you in seventh grade. We used to host pep assemblies together in high school. Had gone through a lot of great fun experiences together. Yeah.
We cross-dressed together. You know, we're common blood.
Yeah. I always ramp up to the ending and then you guys say something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I gotta like put you a little bit like on edge at the end of this.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Remember, everything that was just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you on the bonus, or we'll see you next week, next episode, whatever.
Head out.
Ooh.
Real life sci-fi.